Would you like your bacon to be even tastier? Maybe it's time you tell your local farmers to give their pigs an exercise regimen. According to one pig farmer in China, this will make that piggy taste even better and might earn you some extra cash. Guys, what's going on?
Now tell me, what is the difference between this story and the last story?
Bacon.
No, essentially, it is the same thing. Because what you're doing is using exercise, using sport, to actually create a better product. Bacon. Okay. Would you like your bacon to be even tastier? Right, so this is about a farmer who said, and I am perfectly qualified to talk about this because I have brought up pigs. I know what's what. When it comes to pigs.
Okay. Did you exercise these pigs?
No, but...
And is it ethically right?
No, well, there we go. No, that's what we're going to talk about. A farmer in Hunan province who every day decided, okay, I'm going to take the pigs, make them walk up a little ramp, get to the top of a tower, and then push them off. And then they plunged down with fear in their eyes. And then splash, and they think, I don't know how to swim. And then they splash about a bit and come out. And
so they do know how to swim.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody knows how to swim, I think, if you get pushed in.
Yeah.
So then, okay, and they apparently do 3 meters backwards
and
forwards. It's more than I can do. And then they fish them out, and they towel them off and say, a healthy pig. And because of that, the farmer gets better prices when he takes.
Is his mouth watering while this process is going on?
No, I think he's thinking about his bank balance because he gets more money for the pigs that are happy and healthy, and it's good for their immune system, etc. So and they grow faster as well. So probably because they want to run away, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting exercise still.
Lovely exercise. Yeah.
Yeah, and also netizens are giving all different kind of comments on it. Someone saying,
"Nom nom nom nom."
I already want to eat them. It feels like their meat's going to be really delicious. And someone saying, life is hard for everyone, huh? Even pigs need to learn to dive. And someone actually even saying, no wonder the Chinese diving team are unbeatable. Even pigs in the country are able to do that. It's just getting...
Yeah, but imagine yourself as a little pig, and you it's a lovely sunny day and you're going for a swim and then, everything's great.
Well, you're being pushed off. You're being forced to go.
I was making it sound worse than it was. Okay. But then at the end of that, after about 3 or 4 months, they sort of say, come this way. Come with this way and we'll, say goodbye to your friends.
Don't say that.
Well, that's what it comes down to. I'm not a vegetarian, I have to say now. But, we have to be realistic about these things, I suppose.
I guess, yes. I see here, guys, a very fundamental ethical dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Here, money. Money being made from exercising a pig. But the ethical decision of, is this right to play with, play with your food and words, but also maybe the pig isn't enjoying this.
Maybe they're...
Pigs weren't meant to swim, Bob.
No, but I would prefer these animals to be happy. I think this is what it comes down to, because we know what's going to happen to them in the end. You do know, don't you, Ryan?
Yeah.
Don't tell me, Bob.
I agree, but it's like you can play music to them, you can talk to them, spend time with them individually once a while.
Push
them into the water.
Guys, you can win me over here, though. Do you think it makes them taste better?
It will do, because if they're happy and healthier and their immune system is better and they're stronger, I mean, that's going to make better meat. So, yes, I mean, they'll taste better in the end. But I would prefer the cows to enjoy some classical music. I would like the chickens to watch a really good feature film.
Yeah.
I would like the cows, I don't know what they'd watch. I would like the pigs to do a bit of synchronized swimming.
Yes.
And, gain new skills and have a happy time.
I would like to point out that before we talked about this topic, me and New Hong Lin had made a bet here because Bob loves to name animals. Thank goodness he didn't for the piggies that we so enjoy. But yes, anyways, Bob, you didn't name any of these pigs. Thanks for that.
Well, I was going to call them Pinky and Perky. I had the names. I had the names written down.
Oh, really?
No.
Close.
I thought, no. I don't want you to laugh at me.
My two cents here, guys, and what I will say in how I feel about this is Pigs that are meant to be eaten, if I'm just going to put that out there. In the U.S., they just sit in a cage their whole life. It sounds like an awful existence. Here, we're seeing pigs hang out with other pigs. Go jump in the local pig pool. Get some shade, you know? That doesn't sound too bad. And a happy life, a happy pig.
And I feel like if you can be a little more tender to it, try to make sure they're not really that scared. Give them a little time before you push them there. Just
push them off.
Yeah, give them, prepare them mentally a little bit. That would be better.
No, totally. I mean, obviously, I can, my little friends, Pinky and Perky.
Are they really your friends? You're going to eat them later? Am I your friend?
Don't be
friends. Yes,
friend
Ryan, you're my friend. But I think that, yeah, no, I totally agree with New Hong Lin, that it's, I want them to be happy. I want them to have had a fabulous life.
Yeah.
Because what's next is not going to be particularly happy. There's no way of saying it nicely, is there?
Yes. I mean, great opinion, guys, as always. But unfortunately, this brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. And in the words of Dr. Seuss, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Have a good day, guys.
There is a legend of a mystical sofa which grants its users the power of ultimate awesomeness. Over the years, many have tried to grab and keep this epic throne, but their efforts only reaped temporary rewards. For the game of sofa is sought by many heroes looking to build a dynasty. If you are one of these heroes, then pay attention. You must first...
Wait. I got it from here, dude. You must join us here at Roundtable as we discuss the latest topics trending in China. Curious? Then come and find us on Apple Podcast or download our Easy FM app.